こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックしてみてください。1個目、ヘルシンキ大学とフリンダーズ大学の共同研究チームが娯楽のために動物を狩る行為についての1000件以上の研究をレビューし、生物多様性と社会的影響について調べたところ、一部のケースで環境保護及び社会的な観点でメリットがある場合があることが分かりました。娯楽のためにトナカイやライオンなどの大型哺乳類を狩る行為は賛否が分かれ、よく激しい議論になりますが、狩りによって殺される個体がいる一方、顧客に狩りをさせるために農地やその他の目的での開発がなされずに土地が保護されることで結果的に生態系が守られているケースがあります。アフリカのサブサハラ地域では合計139万平方キロメートルの土地がトロフィーハンティング専用の土地として使用されていますが、具体的にそれがどう生態系の保護につながっているのか、また地元民にとってどのような利益になっているのか、ほとんど研究がされていません。
A collaborative research team from Helsinki University and Flinders University conducted a meta-analysis of 1,000 studies in order to investigate the effects of recreational hunting on biodiversity and society, and found that such hunting could be beneficial to both. While the subject of recreational hunting for large mammals such as deer or lions is controversial,and often leads to heated debate. Although the animal is killed, in order to provide the service to the customer, the land is prevented from being used for farming or other purposes, effectively protecting the ecosystem. In the African savanna, 1,390,000 square kilometers of land are being used for trophy hunting. But how this is connected to ecosystem preservation and how the local people benefit from it has not been well studied.
そう、トロフィーハンティングって日本はあんまり馴染みがない人の方が多いのかなと思うけど、
うん、
まあ、トゥーリズムハンティングとかもよく言われて、こう、金持ちがわざわざアフリカに行って、高額なお金を支払って、ゾウとかライオンを殺すみたいな。で、こう、大きいオスの個体を殺して、それを自慢することが、まあ、目的なので、Facebook とかに投稿して、アメリカで定期的に炎上するみたいな、
うん、
だからこう金持ちが貴重な動物を楽しみだけのためにお金を払って殺す行為自体の是非みたいなところもそうだし、うん、動物の権利とか尊厳みたいな、
うん、
だからこうたまに逃げる方法がない状態で撃ち殺すみたいな、まあ、非倫理的な狩りのやり方っていうのもよく疑問視されているし、まあ、それに当然こう絶滅につながるんじゃないかっていう、だから環境的にも倫理的にもダメなんじゃないかっていうことですごく炎上するわけなんだよね。ただ一方でこう賛成派はその自分が払ってる何百万円みたいなお金がその地区の保護に使われてるとか、まあ、その地元民がその地区を開発しないで自然のままにしておくことのインセンティブになってるっていうような反論をすることがよくあって、じゃあそれは本当なのかっていう
。
で、研究がされてないからよくわからないってずっと言われ続けてるんだけど、まあ、今回その、よくわかってないっていうことが改めてちゃんとよくわかったみたいな。だから、なんとも言えないわけだよね。
Do you know how prevalent this is or how... I'm sure each customer is paying...quite a large sum of money to do this, right? Like, do you know anyone that flies
personally?
to the savannah? And, yeah, personally. Or
personally
do you know someone who knows, like...
いや、全然自分の周りには友達の友達レベルでも聞いたことないというか、なかなかね、違うコミュニティの人種みたいな、あの、イメージはあるけど、例えば、タンザニアは、あの、ライオンの個体数の 40% ぐらいを有していて、あの、他の国に比べると多くちゃんとライオンを、 守れているわけなんだけど、それは観光として狩りをさせててお金になってるからだっていうふうに、まあ、タンザニアは国として主張してるらしいのね。
Well, the people hunting these animals wouldn't want them to go extinct, right? And they wouldn't want there to be, you know, farms and stuff around, you know, where they want to have a good background scene too for their, you know, they can't be at some farm fenced in. No, it must require a lot of land for it to, I guess, feel like hunting. You know, they're trying to hunt in the natural environment, I think. My main, like, the main thing that comes to mind for me when I think about this is just the Ace Ventura movies.
Right. だ当然ある程度の土地は必要だし、そこに動物がもちろん住んでいる必要もあるし、まあ、すごい非倫理的なハンターとかだと車に乗りながらこうバーって撃つみたいな、だからまあ当然ね、それぐらいの土地は必要なんだけど、あの IUCN 国際自然保護連合が出している声明とかを見ると、その確かにメリットがある場合もあるのかもしれないけど、その効果測定が複雑すぎるっていうことと、まあ、倫理的な観点から容認できないみたいな感じのことを言ってるんだよね。だから普通に私もまあそのトロフィーハンティングの写真をさ、まあ、炎上するたんびに、まあ、見る羽目になって、まあ、すごく一言で言うなれば不快だよね。あの、まあ、金持ちがこう死んだライオンと一緒にポーズしてるみたいな。だ気持ちっていう面で言うと、もう絶対やめてほしいんだけど、ただ仮にこう場合によってはそのライオン一匹死ぬことによって、じゃあ何十匹何百匹みたいな守られるっていう事実があるなら、まあ、それはそれで知っときたいなと思うけど、ただ答えとしてはだからまだわからんっていう、well, 微妙っていう。
But knowledge of this should change sort of the public's emotional reaction to the visual, right? We only see the lion that got shot. They don't post a picture of, look at this beautiful land that we are financially, you know, supporting and preventing from being exploited for other reasons that would drive the animals out.
Yeah.
But it's hard to look at a picture of this guy posing with a dead lion and being like, thank you so much for saving the ecosystem. Yeah. But,
そうだから、まあ、いろいろ、
that's part of the backstory, right?
Yeah.
At a bare minimum, they believe it, right? At a bare minimum, these hunters, まあ、you know, they have this rationalization, right? They're like, well, we're supporting this and they're supporting the animals.Right.
そうそうそう、だからそれがあながち全部嘘っていうわけでもないけど、それが嘘の場合もあってっていう、だからそのイエスかノーではっきり現時点で言える問題ではないっていうのが今の答えみたいな、例えばそのライオンだと絶滅危惧種だから当然個体数の制限とか狩りをやっていい季節を制限するとかっていうことによって個体数をどうにかマネージするんだけど、ただ、まあ、結構もうメジャーな事実だと思うけど、ライオンの、まあ、リーダー、オスのリーダーを殺してしまうと、その新しくリーダーになったライオンはその死んだライオンの子供を全部殺しちゃうわけだよね。だつまり1匹殺すことによって、まあ、20匹ぐらいは犠牲になっちゃうと。でライオンだけじゃなくて他の種でもそういうのが見られるケースっていうのはあって、そのトロフィーハンティングって要は自慢するためだから、あの例えばライオンだったらすごい強いライオンの方がいいわけよね、あの縦髪がしっかりしてて、だからそういう強いオスばっかりを殺すってなると当然メスとオスの比率も不自然になっちゃうしっていう、まあ、あとまたからその子供も死んじゃうとか一匹では済まないっていう問題もある。さらにその経済的っていう意味でも、地元民にじゃあどれぐらいそのね何百万円が実際還元されているのか、その土地のオーナーとか、まあ、政府とかがかすめ取っちゃってる場合、その地元民 にあまりメリットがない場合もあるらしくて、そうするとその土地を保護するインセンティブにあんまりなってないんじゃないかとか、だから結構で、しかもその地元民がトロフィーハンティングのことをどう思ってるかっていうのもあんまり研究がされてないから、よくわかんないみたいな。
Well, it seems at a minimum that with the information we have so far, banning trophy hunting could be very devastating for these ecosystems.
I guess だから難しいよね。そのなんていうの、きちんとマネージされてなかったら普通にそれを OK にすることによって絶滅するわけじゃん。でそのどこまできちんとマネージされてるのかされてないのかっていう基準も多分ちゃんとなってるわけじゃないから、ちゃんとやってますって言ってもやってないところもあるしとか、なので一概に言えない。しかもこのトロフィーハンティングっていうのはアフリカの元々の文化っていうわけじゃなくて、まあ、イギリス植民地時代にイギリスから持ち込まれた概念なんだって、だから例えばマサイ族って成人の儀式として一人でライオンを殺すみたいなのが元々あったらしいんだけど、絶滅させないためにそれはもうやめて、狩るとしてもなんかグループで一匹みたいな。
There have been many examples, and I'm not familiar with that many of them, but I guess like the dodo bird or buffalo or, I don't know, various animals that are now extinct. I guess buffalo's not, buffalo's not extinct, right?
No, bison. I don't think so.
There was something that was almost extinct, very close. But in Africa, there are certain species of like rhino or other animals that have been hunted not for trophies but for ivory or medicinal excretions and whatnot. And, you know, that's illegal poaching. Well, poaching is illegal. And, you know, so I wonder, certainly the legal hunting, that industry would be opposed to this poaching activity. And I don't know if there's poaching of sort of these trophy type animals, but certainly we would prefer, you know, the regulated hunting to this kind of poaching that I don't know how much better it's gotten. I know there have been a lot of efforts to minimize poaching and eliminate poached products from circulating on the black market. But
すごく、まあ、変なアンバランスな状態があるというか、例えばそのもともと文化としてやってたマサイ族みたいな人たちがライオンを絶滅させないためにいろいろ努力をしている、一方でその金持ちが飛行機に乗ってやってきて一人で銃を使ってライオンを簡単に撃ち殺したりしてるみたいな、それもちょっと不思議な状態というか、そのそういうマサイ族とか部族の場合って実際に自分の大事な家畜を殺されちゃったりとか、ライオンに、まあ、人が襲われるみたいなこともあるし、その報復としてこうライオンをやっつけるみたいなことも一応国によっては禁止されてたりするんだよね。なのでそこのこう、まあ、インバランスが起きてるのもなんか不思議、不思議というかなんか、どうなのかなっていう。
From an economic policy standpoint, I think if the government put a tax for killing certain animals like big game trophy animals, and that money went to a fund that was intended to manage and improve healthy populations of such animals. Then you would have a system that could be adjusted to be more sustainable. And that's the concept of taxing an externality, which is essentially using up the public good. So the public good is the ecosystem. And so if people burden the public good, then they should probably pay a tax to compensate for that.
Right. この IUCN のステートメントとかも読んでて思った、すごい長いステートメントなんだけど、なんていうかこう、どうしても歯切れが悪くなるというか、あの、例えば今言ったみたいに、じゃあマイケルも言ったみたいに、例えばタックスとかいろいろかけて、コンセーベーションにつながるような仕組みを作ったとして、ただこう一方で、Facebook とかでそれをすごい先進国の中で自慢するみたいな。で、それを見て、あ、いいな、自分もやりたいみたいな。それが、倫理的に OK なんだみたいな感じになって、需要が高まりすぎると、まだそれはダメなわけじゃん。だから、こう、なんていうの、その写真をみんなが拡散して、いいねとかつけることによって、あ、これっていいことなんだみたいな。あの、容認されることなんだっていうメッセージもなりかねないわけじゃない？なんか、あ、こんな大きいライオン殺してこの人かっこいいみたいな。だからこう、なんとも難しいよね。
There's a lot of hunting that isn't big game hunting where people, well, I mean, they're shooting big game, but it's not trophy hunting. You know, there's a lot of hunting
I mean, if you're gonna like
food.
Eat them. そうそうそう。だから食べるとかだったらまだ全然わかるんだけど、ライオンとかね、ゾウとか別に食べないから、本当に。
It is like a respectable, like ability, skill. You know, it takes a lot of skill and knowledge and expertise and.
I think in normal setting, like normal hunting, sure.
But maybe not the trophy sniper rifle off the back of a truck.
いや本当にそう、なんかね、ケージじゃないけど、ケージっていうかなんていうの。絶対逃げれないような、もう絶対 100% 狩れるっていう、もうお膳立てにお膳立てした状態で撃たせるみたいな、あの、のも結構あるから、そうするとその、なんていうんだろうね、それをやる意味って何なんだろうみたいな。あの、だから飛んでる鳥を撃ち落として食べるとか、で、あ、飛んでるのに撃ててすごいね、みたいな、まだわかるけど、その動物に逃げるチャンスがもうその狩りが始まった瞬間から実際はゼロであるっていう、もうその動物は絶対死ぬことが決まってて、その状態で逃げ回させられるみたいな、だそれってやっぱり不必要だなと思うし、
I was just imagining the extreme case of this where you'd be flown to the savannah andSome assistant straps dynamite to like a giraffe or something. And then the rich guy is like driven up to the giraffe and he gets to push this button, this like red button.
Yeah.
Right. And he pays a bunch of money and he gets to push this button.
Yeah.
And, you know, like if you reduce it to just you push this button and the animal dies, you know, it's just a little bit.Easier than
yeah,
what they're doing.
Yeah, but it's basically the same concept, right?
Yeah,
so like, let's give this rich guy some entertainment, you know, let's let him feel great about himself.
I don't think they're hunting giraffes, though, are they? Maybe they are.
I don't know. They hunt
People
so
feel
many
really
kinds of
giraffes.
Animals, though. Like, I've seen pictures. まあ、最近 Facebook そもそも見てないからあんまり見る機会が減ったけど、やっぱり本当定期的に炎上するからこれ定期的にそういう写真がまあ circulate するわけだよね。
What's the most upsetting animal if they shoot?
やっぱライオンじゃない？その
No one shoots the cubs, right? Like that would just be
No, no, no.
Like insane.
でもやっぱこういう大型哺乳類のトロフィーハンティングの中で一番そのまあ conservation という意味で心配されるっていうのはやっぱりライオンなんだよね。
What if someone killed snakes and posted a picture of them with like the dead snake? It's like I killed this snake. You know, the people are safe
now. Yeah, it's usually mammals. So
we don't feel that bad about. We feel less bad about certain animals, right?
I guess.
I think people feel really bad for giraffes. Remember, there was like a few years ago where all these giraffes kept dying for like random reasons.
Okay.
Like some, remember the giraffe like hit its head on the bridge, and then this zoo had to like kill this old giraffe and they like cut the giraffe up in public. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
There was like a wave of giraffes getting killed.
Right. あ、そう、だからその研究もやっぱりその偏ってるというか、ライオンとかゾウみたいな、yeah. まあ大きくてすごいみんなのアテンションを得る動物のハンティングに対関してはまあまあ研究はあるんだけど、そのそうでもないというか、まあ、
mm-hmm.
あんまり人気ない動物とかになってくると研究もされてないから、それもまあわかんないみたいな。だからまあそういうね、そういう写真を見るとさ、もう今すぐやめてほしい、もう何なんだこのクソの人たちって思うんだけど、まあ実際それで保護につながってる場合があるんだったら、毎回そこにそんな目くじら立てて怒る必要はないのかなって思いきや、よくよく読んでも、まあ。
They might be doing more than we are to save those ecosystems. Certainly most people.
どうなんだろうね。
I mean, if you're not shooting lions,And not paying them millions of dollars to do so, you know.
Are we? 分かんないよね。だからその結局それ払ってなかった。じゃあその土地がどうなってたかって誰にも分かんないわけじゃん。その全部をじゃあもう耕してホテルになっちゃってるとかなのか、あのまあ農地に更地になって農地にされちゃってるのか、それともなんか別の方法でちゃんと保護できた可能性もあるし。っていうなんか多分不確かな要素がありすぎて、まあどの研究を見てもよくわからんみたいな。
But what other ways could the land have been preserved?
だから国立公園みたいなさ。
But that's just pure expense. This is bringing in money from overseas.
Yeah, but I mean the point that 例えばこういう団体がポイントしているのって、そのライフ自体にプライスをつけられないわけじゃん。だそういう意味で、その多分いろんな観点があって、その地元民の雇用とかも考えないといけないし、動物の権利も考えないといけないし、right. 自然も考えないといけない。
Sure.
ってなった時に、だその例えば国立公園みたいにすると、そのお金が出ていくばっかりなのか、でもそれ例えば観光に使うこともできるわけじゃん。
But we're talking about people.Spending huge, like the super rich, spending huge yeah, so amounts like, of money. So I'm just wondering, is there some other business case that would preserve the ecosystem other than right, this right. one? And I don't know of any. I can't think of any.
まあだからあれじゃない? Luxury, その animal watching じゃないけなんかあるじゃんたまに
you don't have to pay the money that much money to look
no I mean like they have this like villa or something that these rich people can stay and they don't need to kill any animal they just stay there and watch instead of shooting them
but they want to take home the animal's head and mount it on that board and like and like show their like that's
そのディマンドに応える必要があるのかって話じゃん。だから その客層じゃない客層をプルスすることもまあ選択肢としては多分あるわけじゃん。でしょ別に そこのデモグラフィーをさ、プルスしなきゃいけないわけではないっていうか。
That's the market. Is take home a lion's head. That's the market. Unfortunately.
だからなんだろうね。それが多分答えがないっていうか。
What is that thing called? That is it a bust or is maybe that's different? Maybe that's
ああその飾るやつ
？Yeah。
わかんない。日本語でもわかんないな。あのなんか鹿の頭みたいなやつでしょ？その壁とかに飾るやつ。
Yeah, the trophy.
Yeah, They just call it trophy.
Oh, I don't know.
Or
that is the trophy, right? Like,
yeah. But I don't know how you call it.
Yeah, I don't know either.
あの、夫のおじいちゃんの家にはあったよ、その鹿が。
A deer?
そのハントするから、そうそうそう。
With antlers?
I don't remember. I don't really want to.
This is what it's all about. Is like the
yeah, I guess
the antlerage.
そうだよね。それがあるから自慢になるんだもんね、きっと。
Yeah, bigger antlers better, I think.
Hmm.
You don't want some small antlers.
I guess. そうだ、そうだよね。だからそれも考えたことなかったけど、そのメスオスっていう、だからライオンも当然たてがみがないとダメみたいな、メスじゃダメとかっていうのがあるみたいだし。So yeah, I mean that's a weird hobby.
It was probably important a long time ago for someone to want to go fight the beast, you know? Like there's a bear or something terrorizing the town, and there needs to be some guy that's like, I'm going to go.
Yeah, I mean, I understand why, 例えばマサイ族の人がやってた背景とかは簡単に想像できるじゃん。ただその、わざわざ飛行機に乗ってさ、全然自分は対等な立場じゃない状態で、その弱いアニマルを撃つっていう、それが楽しいっていう感覚はよくわかんない。
Yeah, I do feel weird about the sort of the fairness aspect, you know, so like the bigger the scope is and the further away they are, and if the animal just doesn't even know that it's in a fight, it kind of feels lame.
Yeah, they could never hurt you. っていう状態でさ、撃ったところで何が偉いのかなっていうか、何がすごいのかなっていうのは思うし、なんか、
no weapons.
仮に自分が、あ、じゃあここでじゃあ何百万円とかをこの土地に支払って、このライオン一匹殺すことによって、その何百万円がここの自然保護に使われますって、頭で分かってたとしても、その目の前のライオン、絶滅危惧種のライオンを、平気な顔で撃つ。だ単純にその何百万円支払って別に撃たなくてもいいわけじゃん。本当に自然保護したい場合、あ、じゃあこのお金寄付しますから使ってください。私は別にライオン撃たなくていいです。もういいわけじゃん。
Yeah, but they want the trophy.
だからそこでそのやっぱ自然保護を理由にするっていうのはなんか不思議だし。
Why don't they just give them the money for free?
Yeah, if you care so much.
They don't care that much. Nobody cares that much.
Then don't use it as an excuse って思っちゃうんだよね。だからそこのなんか、
it's not an excuse. It's like a justification, right? So it's like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like it's cool.
それ justification として自分の中で処理するために使うならいいんだけど、なんかそんな声高にみんなに向かって、俺は自然保護してるんだみたいに、
if it's helping the lions, and I still don't know whether it is or not, but if it's helping the lions, I'm for it.
Don't like shoot it. It's crazy. 次。Current Biology に掲載されたノースウェスタン大学の研究で、これは夢であると自覚した状態で見る夢、明晰夢の間に外部からの質問に答えることが可能なのかを調べました。実験では36人の被験者に脳波をモニターした状態で寝てもらい、深い眠りについた段階で簡単な計算問題をさせたり、はい、いいえで答えられる質問をしたり、ライトを点滅させてその数を答えさせたりしました。被験者は目の動きや顔を動かすことで質問に答えるよう事前に指示され、57回のセッションを行った結果、6人の被験者が29回のセッションで正確に質問に答えました。
In a study published in Current Biology, researchers at Northwestern University investigated whether it is possible to ask questions to someone who is aware that they are in a dream or lucid dreaming. In the experiment, the brain waves of 36 subjects were monitored during their sleep as they were asked simple math problems, as well as how many times a light flickered or simple yes-no questions. Subjects responded by moving their eyes or making facial expressions. In 29 out of 57 total sessions, 6 subjects were able to respond correctly during a dream state.
そう、面白いよね。なんかね、フランス人の被験者でナルコレプシーを持ってる人がいて、その人は、まあ、ナルコレプシーを持ってるから結構すぐにディープステイの眠りにつけるみたいな。で、その人にこういろいろ質問して、こう、例えば答えがはいだったらほっぺの筋肉を動かしてください。ノーだったら目の周りの筋肉を動かしてくださいとか。で、やってちゃんと答えるみたいな。で、刺激がないバージョンで、寝てる状態を観察するっていうのももちろんやってて、で刺激がないと、まあ、筋肉は動いてないから偶然とかではないみたいな。あとオランダ人の女性に 1+2 は何ですかって聞いたらちゃんと3回こう答えて3ですってちゃんと 返事したみたいな。
Are、
で、
people...
これその、yeah?
Do they have their, do you know if they have their full math ability or are they like better at math when they're asleep or worse at math when they're asleep?
It seemed like it was a little worse. なんかその正確に答える場合と間違って答える、
うん、
間違ってなのか partial っていうことなのか分かんないけど、でこう質問に答えたらすぐに起こす、すぐに被験者に起きてもらって今ちょっと見た夢の話をしろみたいな、
うん、
忘れる前に
Sounds intense.
そうでなんかこう声が聞こえましたかみたいな、そうするとあの聞こえたっていう場合夢のなんか外側で声がしてた、
うん、
みたいな場合と夢の中にこう混ざって、例えば夢で置いてあったラジオからその研究者の声が聞こえてくるみたいな、
うん、
っていうこう2種類の場合があったみたいな。だから寝てるんだけど質問を聞いてそれをちゃんと理解して作業記憶を使って、でさらに答えを用意してそれをちゃんと身体的に示すみたいな、それが寝てるのにできちゃう人もいるっていう。
I think,
面白いよね。
I think people can be trained to do this. I don't know if this wasn't a long-term experiment, right? So,
right.
But there has been a lot of research on different kinds of training to and just habits, basically. Just habits that you can develop. And one is to have a notebook right next to your bed, so that right when you wake up, if you remember something, you can write it down. And what's very strange about our dream memories is that they dissolve within 15, 20 seconds of you waking up, and you totally forget that you even had a memory of your dream. So most people wake up and they actually remember their dream and they forget it like 20 seconds later, and they don't remember that they had any memory of it at all. It's very strange.
だから一個私が気になってるのはその質問に答えてても寝てるわけじゃん、寝てはいるわけじゃん。だけど例えば計算したりとかして頭を使わせられてる場合、その sleep quality というかさ、ちゃんと休めてないっていうことなのか、でもディープステイトの眠りから覚めちゃってるわけではないから、なんていうの、その明晰夢の間に作業記憶を使っちゃってるってことはさ、なんか疲れそうって単純に思うけど、どうなのかなっていう。なんかそこはね、あんまりてかそこについては触れてなかったんだよね。その話しかける。
Your brain is, your brain is doing all sorts of calculations and generating this entire simulation while you're asleep, and it needs to do, you know, physics and render. I mean, it's I don't know if it's, you know, it's not consciously doing math, but certainly it's working a lot, right?
Yeah, but like receiving stimulation, like external stimulation while you're in this state.
Right.
You know, when you're already doing a lot of stuff for the brain.
Right.
なんかそれってどうなんだろう。あんまなんかよくはなさそうなイメージなんだけど。でも。
Maybe. I mean, if you're sleeping and there's some noise, it can disrupt your sleep, but if you interpret it as not being distinct from your internal stimuli from your dream,
right,
then it shouldn't really make a difference. I heard an interview recently with a computer chip designer named Jim Keller, and he described how he has done a lot of his engineering work while he's asleep. And he actually meditates on this chip design. And he's one of the top chip designers in the world. He worked for Apple. He worked for Intel. He's done, I mean, I think he wrote the code for the x86 standard architecture. But he said he's done a lot of his chip design while he's asleep. He just meditates on it, and then he goes to bed, and he enters a lucid dream state where he's able to design things, and then he just has to wake up and write it down, I guess. But there are people that...
So for him, it's better?
What do you mean by better?
Like better to do it. Like he gets a better result if he does it while he's sleeping as opposed to while he does it when he's fully awake? Or is it just a matter of 時間...
Well, the way he described it seemed like it was more fun. And also, you know, humans spend 1/3 of their total time just lying there in some off condition, right?
Right.
So if you're spending that extra 1/3 of your time in some productive way, then you're going to be much more productive than most human beings.
But I mean, like you are, it's not like you're not doing anything while you're sleeping, right? Your brain is processing a lot of information. You know, there was a new paper, I think, that came out this week that was talking about, you know, this exact thing where, you know, when you're sleeping, your brain is connecting emotions with the memories and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of curious, その, if you're doing what this engineer guy is doing when you're sleeping, would it affect all the other things that are supposed to be done while you're sleeping? Like, does it interfere with each other? You know, does it kind of mess with what the brain is supposed to be doing when you're sleeping? Or is it completely fine and doing multitasking with no issue whatsoever? Like, I'm really curious about that.
Well, I don't know the answer, but I assume that those basic processes that are essential, that are performed during your sleep, things that, I don't know, could help prevent the accumulation of amyloid plaques or something. Those are still happening, you know, regardless of the content of your dream. And I've done a lot of lucid dreaming, not lately. I haven't been able to do it lately for whatever reason, but, when I was in college, I was lucid dreaming and, I don't think it doesn't really, I don't think it affects the quality of your sleep, but it does, it can make you confused when you wake up, and it's sort of hard to get the day started because you're just thinking about some weird dream you had for like the first several hours. If you eat a bunch of egg yolks before you go to bed, it can help. There are certain tricks you can use to improve your dream retention.
I've never had lucid dreams. I mean, we've talked about it.
You've never had a lucid dream? Like you've never been in a dream and been like, wait, am I dreaming?
And no, like I'm always taking everything so seriously in my dreams. I never question anything, and I'm just fully in there.
So I've never been able to tell whether I just had a dream that I was lucid dreaming. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, right.
Like, did I have a dream about lucid dreaming?
Yeah.
So I don't actually know if I was just lucid dreaming in my dream because I was thinking about lucid dreaming a bunch before I went to sleep, and then I went to sleep and had a dream that I was lucid dreaming. I don't know if there's a way to tell the difference. There might not be a difference. It's really creepy. But you feel like it's a very different feeling when you remember it after you wake up. And for me, it's like looking at my hands in my dream. If I just like crazy stuff's going on, UFOs are landing, people are getting abducted, monsters are coming out of the ground, and I'm like, wait a second. And I just sort of look at my hands. I'm like, this isn't real, you know? And it's a creepy feeling.
So I guess I maybe it mentioned the paper mentioned something like that. なんかそのインセプション。あ、mm-hmm. あ、そう、インセプションだったらこのコマがあったじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
だそういうなんかこれを見たら、こう気づくというか、あ、mm-hmm. これは夢だみたいな。それがマイケルの場合は手なんだろうけど。I don't even know how to... It's never happened to me. And my dreams are always so strange and...
Well, then how do you know you're not dreaming right now? Because you always take it really seriously, right? So you could just be taking it really seriously right now. And you're in a dream.
Right, but my dreams are always really trippy or weird. And it doesn't make any sense.
But doesn't it feel normal while you're in the dream? Like, you don't notice how weird it is
sure.
while you're in the dream, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so how do you know that this isn't actually super trippy and weird right now, and you're just taking it really seriously the way you would in a dream?
Yeah, I mean, there's no way for me to tell.
Yeah,
unless I wake up from this, and then I'll be like, whoa,
that was so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
I guess that's more or less the premise of Inception. But do you think they could play advertisements or something to us in our sleep, or will businesses try to like close in
on this? I think there have been research on, you know, language learning while sleeping, right? Like you listen to some words that you don't know and then to see if you actually remember them. Yeah, but I don't know. So I fall asleep listening to this podcast every night now, but the audio never spills into my dream or anything. I just get annoyed that it's loud at one point and I just turn it off. So I guess it doesn't work for me.
You don't have like if someone talks to you while you're asleep, you don't like respond or say something. You know, some people have this.
They can be
really like 寝ぼけてる and sort of
like,
say half dreamy things.
なんか日本でそれ言われない？こう寝てる人に話しかけちゃダメみたいな。なんか寝てる時に話しかけたら死ぬじゃないか。なんかそういう変なメスみたいのない？Yeah.
It is a creepy thing to do, try to extract, like secrets or something.
Yeah.
maybe they can do that. Maybe with this kind of technology, maybe your iPhone will like sort of start asking you some questions when it knows you're alone and you're asleep. Like your iPhone just figures out you're alone and you're asleep and you're in the REM stage or whatever, and it just starts asking you stuff. And you just start. Telling it.
Answering questions.
Yeah. Tell it everything.
But doesn't your iPhone already know, like, pretty much everything about you?
Yeah, but it always wants to know more. It always wants to know more.
That's true. 次.
New research published in the American Journal of Human Genetics suggests that nearly 1 in 5 people have a genetic mutation which makes them more resilient to cold weather. Prevalence of the mutation... which results in a lack of the protein actinin 3, increased when humans migrated from Africa to Central and Northern Europe. In the study, 42 men between 18 and 40 years old sat in cold water, which was 14 degrees Celsius, until their body temperature fell to 35.5 degrees. The researchers measured muscle electrical activity with an EMG and took biopsies in order to analyze the composition of their muscle fiber types. They found that people lacking in protein actinin 3 had a greater ratio of slow twitch to fast twitch muscle fibers and tended to shiver less overtly, warming their bodies in a more efficient way.
American Journal of Human Genetics に掲載された新しい研究で、人間のおよそ5人に1人が寒さに強くなる遺伝子変異を持っていることが分かりました。タンパク質 A アクチニン3の欠如をもたらすこの遺伝子変異は、人間がアフリカから中央及び北ヨーロッパに移住した際に増加しました。研究では18歳から40歳までの42人の男性被験者に、体温が 35.5 度に下がるまで 摂氏14度の冷たい水の中に座っていてもらいました。チームは EMG を使用して筋肉の電気的活動をモニターし、筋肉の繊維タイプの組成を分析するために生検を行いました。チームはタンパク質 A アクチニン3が欠如している人々は、筋繊維の遅い収縮と早い収縮の比率が高く、体をより効率的に温められるため、ブルブルと震えることが少ない傾向にあることが分かりました。このさ、実験さ、参加した人結構かわいそうだよね。めちゃくちゃ寒いとこに入れられた上に、バイオプシーするってあんまなくない？
Yeah. I hope they got paid.
いや、健康なのに、バイオプシーで肉取られるって。
I wonder,
結構珍しい。
Yeah, where do they take that from? It's your muscle too. You know, it's not like a little skin biopsy. It's going for your muscles.
Yeah. Ugh. お疲れって感じ。
yeah.
でも、これ絶対あるよね。こういう人いるじゃん。本当にいるじゃん。なんか大学の時、スウェーデン人の男の子で、マジで真冬でも T シャツで学校来てる子がいて、その、見栄を張ってるとかじゃなくて、本当に、いやだって寒くないんだけど、みたいな。
Yeah.
でも絶対遺伝子からしてなんかが違うじゃんみたいな。
Yeah, certainly on campus during university, you'd see a lot of 留学生 just wearing shorts in and, like November
and flip flops, you know, in winter.
Yeah. So I guess that's attributable to this or higher ratio of slow twitch muscle fibers, and I guess those muscle fibers are capable of doing what they call a tone contraction. And they're not like this twitchy shivering type of contraction, but it's for whatever reason it's more efficient in warming you up, whereas the twitchy thing it uses a lot of energy and is a bit less, the fast switch person is less comfortable in that cold climate. Their body is freaking out slightly more.
羨ましいね。
Yeah. Have you looked at, on 23andMe it actually says whether you have a higher ratio of fast twitch or slow twitch.
I mean,
it says like,
Really?
Yeah, it says you're more endurance athlete or explosive, like sprinter type.
Ah, 私なんかそれすごいかっこいいやつだったんだよな。
Which?
So,
which is かっこいい。
なんか私運動神経良くないから、普通になんか悪いやつかと思ったら、なんかアスリートみたいなやつだったんだよな。
Well, there's only two categories, so it'd be nicer if they had a scale or something. An athlete was on one side and,
right,
I don't know, not couch potato, but non-athlete. Well, the slow twitch people are also athletes. It's not really a fair description to say that fast twitch is more athletic, because I think we think of it as more athletic, being able to move more explosively, but having the slow twitch muscles is very useful for endurance sports. And a lot of sports require endurance, not just like marathon running, but even in like mixed martial arts, there are a lot of slow twitch athletes that do very well because they don't get tired. They can just squeeze your neck and their arms don't get tired. They'll just keep wrestling and keep, you know, keep moving, and fast twitch athletes get tired and then they can't do anything.
I found it. Elite power athletes.
Yeah, so the power part is if you have more fast twitch muscle, then you can deliver more power, which is, you know, how much force over time.
Yeah.
But a slow twitch athlete can exert more force over a longer time. or I guess less for less power, but they can exert that force for a longer time. Wait, what is it again? Power, explosive power athlete? What did it say?
Elite power athletes.
Where did elite come
from? すごくない私。でも確かにここに、このまさに alpha actinin 3の話してる。
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So people that...
You don't really see me and think of like, elite. Oh, she's... Yeah, she must be. She must have genetic muscle composition of elite power athletes.
Yeah. Well, I think. Right? Well, only 1 out of 5 people have this super slow twitch mutation. So I don't know, like on average, whether Japanese people are fast twitch elite power athletes or or not, but it seems, I mean, as described in the study, people that are descended from people that migrated to Northern Europe are more likely to have a higher proportion of slow twitch muscle fibers. So it doesn't mean that people that aren't from that region don't have slow twitch muscle fibers. There's individual... Right. Now, there's variability among individuals.
This must be convenient, especially when you're like scuba diving and stuff. It really bothers me so much, so easily. So,
wait, what does the shivering?
When I'm scuba diving,
yeah,
I get cold faster than anyone.
Yeah.
So eventually, I'm in the water, but I'm kind of like, I don't care about the fish anymore. Like, can I just go up? みたいな感じで、もうなんていうの、
yeah.
集中できない、もう何もどうでもよくなってきちゃうっていうか、寒すぎて。
I wonder if this affects how you respond to illnesses too. Because when I get a cold or something, or I get the flu, I shiver like so violently. You know, I broke my tooth like
what?
Was it last year or something when I got sick. Just from shivering, I cracked my own tooth off.
That's crazy.
Because I'm just like, I can't control myself. I'm just like, it's like so intense.
So you're like the opposite of these guys. Maybe they should take some piece, like the piece of meat from your body and see what you have.
Maybe. I do think I'm not a marathon runner. For sure.
そっか。
So, I like exploding. I like being really fast. And I like doing everything as fast as possible, like folding laundry.
Wait, so I'm elite power athlete, right? Like, what does that mean, though?
Like, it just means that you don't have this mutation. And so you have... You know, Atkinin 3, which just means that you...
I'm normal.
You can accelerate your limbs more quickly. Should be able to jump higher.
What?
Yeah. What's your vertical?
That's hard to believe.
How high can you jump?
結構私はなんか持久力がある方というか、持久走とかさ、日本人しか分かんなそうだけど、あのこう何回も走るやつでどこまで往復できるかみたいな、それはめっちゃ頑張れるタイプ。Anyway, 次。
On February 18th, NASA and JPL received confirmation that the Mars 2020 Perseverance rover had successfully landed on the surface of Mars. The rover has since sent back high resolution color images and a video showing the descent from around 11 kilometers above the surface, including the parachute deployment, heat shield jettison, propulsive maneuvering to a safe landing site, lowering of the rover on the sky crane, the landing, and finally the sky crane flying away to dispose of itself at a safe distance. For now, the rover has been taking pictures, recording the first audio from Mars, conducting various hardware checkouts, performing software updates, and charging the Ingenuity helicopter, which will be deployed to the Martian surface within 4 to 8 weeks. The rover is expected to record video of the helicopter in flight, and the helicopter will be recording video as well. The first drive is expected in about 3 days. The primary mission objectives are to investigate potential signs of microbial life, collect rock and soil samples, and test oxygen production with MOXIE.
2月18日、NASA と JPL が火星2020 Perseverance を火星の表面に着陸させることに成功しました。ローバーは地表から約11キロの高さから降下する様子を映した高解像度のカラー画像や動画を送ってきています。画像や動画ではパラシュートの展開、熱シールドの投棄、安全な着陸地点への推進、スカイクレーンでの降下着陸、そして最後にスカイクレーンが安全な距離まで飛んでいって自ら処分している様子が見て取れます。現在ローバーは写真を撮ったり、火星で初めて音を録音したり、様々なハードウェアチェックアウトやソフトウェアの更新を実行し、4から8週間以内に火星の地表に配備されるヘリコプターインジェニエリーを充電しています。ローバーは飛行中のヘリコプターの動画も撮影する予定で、ヘリコプター側も動画を撮影します。最初の運転は約3日後を予定しています。今回の主な目的は微生物など生命の兆候を調査し、岩石や土壌のサンプルを収集し、MOXIE を使って酸素の生成をテストすることです。
Yep.
Yes.
Did you see the video?
That was so cool. Yes, of course. 見てない人類いるの？ダメだよ。ダメだよ、見ないと。
Yeah, it was really cool. You could... I watched it many times.
Yeah, めっちゃ感動した。
I watched it many, many times. And I saw some analysis of that footage. And there's really a lot of interesting things going on. And if you look at it carefully and you look at maps of the region of Jezero Crater... So the rover has landed in a flat area, which actually wasn't necessarily... We don't know which landing area was the best, but they actually wanted to land a bit closer to the delta.
Okay.
And the sky crane maneuvered sort of away from... one potential landing site, which looked fine to us, but the computer makes these decisions on Mars, and because of the time delay, it's impossible for us to make those decisions. It has to autonomously make the decision about where to land. So it's looking at where all the rocks are and what looks like the safest place, and the place it chose is very safe. And it is one of the... you know, potential landing sites. So that all worked out quite well. And it's around 150 meters away from this geological contact region where suddenly the ground is a different color, a different roughness. It like just 150 meters to the west is like a totally different ground. So the rover will be able to just drive over there and sort of look at the contact between these two geological regions. And that there's a lot of information there at that contact.
Now this whole thing being done 全自動 is seriously mind-blowing.
Yeah.
And how... なんかそのどんどんどんどん地表に近づいていくわけじゃん。それが自分が飛行機乗ってる時みたいな感覚っていうか、もう自分が行ってるみたいな感覚がしたし、こうやっぱり近づいてって砂ぼこりがさバババババって、まあヘリコプターが砂漠に止まる時みたいな感じでバーって出た時に、ああ本当なんだみたいな、こう火星本当にあるんだじゃないけど、なんかその火星の存在がすごいリアルに、
yeah.
なんか謎の惑星とかっていうよりかは普通にもう地球みたいな感じで、あ本当にあるんだっていう。
I'm just I'm just so relieved that it landed.
ね、本当によかったよね。
There have been so many failures、to Mars. If you look at the list, it's unbelievable. I think、so Russia, or maybe it was Soviet Union. Soviet Union.、they tried sending things to Mars like dozens of times, like over and over and over and over and over, and they almost all of them failed. And other organizations, other countries have tried to send things to Mars too, and they've all failed. Only JPL. I don't know if there's been a successful Mars mission without JPL involved. Maybe there has, but I don't think so. Even the Viking orbiter, that whole delivery in the 70s was JPL. So, and so much work goes into this too. I mean, you could see in the celebration of the teams. And you can hear it in their voices when they're talking about it, you know, after the success.
Yeah.
And they did some press
conference. それ見てるだけでも泣きそうになっちゃうも
ん。Yeah, and they said that in this rover, there have been more than 4,000 years of human labor.
That's crazy.
4,000 years.
That's crazy.
It's like the pyramids.
いやいや。だそんだけ多くの人が関わってるってことだもんね。
Yeah, I mean, thousands and thousands of people.
Yeah.
なんかSome of the smartest people in the world.
I think because of the people that we follow on Twitter,、まあ、基本的にもうみんながリツイートしたり、ライクしたりするから、もうそのプロジェクトに関わってる人たちのツイートでガーってタイムラインが埋め尽くされてて、その中で一人、I think...I'm not really sure if she's actually involved in the project or she's just in the industry. I'm not sure, but she was saying something like, なんか NASA がこう、まあ、宇宙人の存在を隠してるとか、まあ、本当のことを隠してるみたいに言う人いるけど、今日タイムライン見たらわかるでしょみたいな。そう、なんかエキサイティングなことあったら、like, we can't shut our mouth. こんだけベラベラみんなが喋ってるじゃんみたいな。でも確かにそうだよなっていうぐらいみんなが、もうどれだけみんなが興奮してるかっていうのが、ツイッター見てるだけでも伝わってくる感じだったね。
Yeah. I don't think they're hiding the aliens.
あとあの、音の、音が入ってるやつ。
Did you hear it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's, yeah, it's, they've tried to record sound on Mars, I think, but it hasn't worked until now. Actually, the microphones were supposed to record the EDL.I believe.
Okay.
But it didn't work for some reason. There's actually some little antenna dome, I think, got knocked off.
Oh no, okay.
Of the rover when the parachute was deployed. I'm not sure about that. That's something that Scott Manley speculated about. He's a popular YouTube commentator for all things space, but.
なんか音聞いてたら、なんだろう、パーシーが一人で火星を観光してる。なんて言うんだろうね。この一人ぼっちで、この静かなとこで写真を撮ってみんなに送ってるのが、なんか、かわいそうじゃないけど、なんて言うの、もう人みたいな、生き物みたいな感じで、パーシビアランスのことを思っちゃって、なんかポツンとしてる様子が、音聞いて想像できるっていうか、
I'm so glad they have a microphone there. I think they have two. But microphones pick up so much data. Like they really do. And when you cross-reference sound data to all the other information you have, I really think everything will be a lot more clear. Like for example, if they're drilling into a surface and the microphone's recording that process...You know, if the sound changes in a particular way, that's right. giving you information about what you're drilling into.
いや、本当すごいね。
I want to hear the helicopter too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 音声もそうだし、やっぱあの全てが高画質じゃん。だから本当に全部クリアに見えるし。And that was the parachute, the pattern of the parachute was like a message, right?
Yeah, do you know what it said?
Yeah, I saw someone decoded it and I saw the 何? chart じゃないけど、なんていうのあれ?
So it spells out Dare Mighty Things, which is a slogan of JPL. And they also included the longitude and latitude of the JPL laboratory on the parachute. You know, so if any aliens saw it landing, they could immediately go to the lab.
And say hello.
Ask for a tour. Yeah, so that,
that was cool. 楽しみだね。あの、ヘリコプターも。
The helicopter is going to be absolutely awesome. Yeah. The helicopter, yeah, video of the helicopter will be really cool. And the helicopter's video also will be really cool, obviously.
There was a lot of, like, interesting thing going on over the weekend, like how... So NASA started teasing everyone, right? By saying, oh, you know, something big is coming. This video is coming on Monday. And then somehow a lot of people were being really impatient and be like, why is it taking so much time? And then there were some engineers who were pissed about it. And I don't know. It was kind of like... So 中で働いてる人たちのが多分よく直面する問題みたいな。なんか普段こう粛々とやってる分にはそんなみんな興味持ってくれないんだけど、何かこうでかいことを成し遂げた時に、まあ急に注目が集まって、そういう変なところで文句を言う人が出てくるみたいな、なんかそのすごい不思議な職業なわけじゃん。
Are you talking about sort of access to the data was
or just the fact that you know the video wasn't released until Monday. And like I saw that someone some NASA person was kind of complaining, like
I think maybe what they're talking about is, you know, they can provide all the images as quickly as possible to the public, but right. they may have wanted to compile the images into a video first, and that way NASA, if they just release everything right away, then other people make the videos and NASA doesn't really get the same promotional value out of their out of their science, and promotional value out of their science is important for funding and other reasons, but
I
don't know if that's exactly the issue that you're referencing, but I do think there was some speculation that, you know, NASA wanted to, you know, be able to use their content and be the first to have the video, essentially.
Yeah. You
know, if you put the frames out there, then someone else is going to put it together.
Yeah.
And then they're going to get all the retweets or whatever. But I don't know what's really going on with that, but I mean, we've waited so long for it to land. I'm totally fine waiting another day or waiting, like whatever. I don't care.
まあ逆に言うとそれだけみんながあの excited になってるってことなんだろうけどね。
I think they actually created the video file on the rover and transmitted that. But I'm not completely sure about that. I know that the more of that processing you can do locally in the rover, the better, because then you don't have to send as much data.
Right.
And one of the major limitations for their surface activities is their bandwidth. So they can only send so much data. So everything has to be prioritized. It's not like they've sent everything and there's nothing waiting, like they're constantly transmitting. So did you see that they think dust storms on Mars might glow in the dark?
What?
Yeah, like dust devils, and they think they might glow in the dark. So if they have a fast lens on the rover.
Okay. Well, 本当だ。Electric purple glow.
Yeah. It's a prediction, so it hasn't been observed. But if we have, you know, good equipment on that rover, you know, that has a large aperture and can take images at night, maybe we'll see some glowing dust devils or something. Like a little dust tornado that is glowing with sort of static electricity.
Whoa.
If they get a video of that, holy crap.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see.
いや、もうこれからさ、まさにそのタクローさんが作ったチューブにサンプル入れてとか、もういろんなことが起きるわけだけど、もうこのなんていうの、着陸の動画見ただけで、もうなんか、大満足っていうかもう、ここでもう一旦終わりでもいいぐらいの気持ち的には。
Oh, they've barely started. すごい、
この、I know, but like この動画見ただけで本当に、はぁ、もうすごい、鳥肌というか、びっくりした。
I think they've deployed the mass cam and I think they've completed some of the software updates by now. Probably in a few days they'll do a little test drive. And then they may try to find a good helipad launch point for the helicopter. And they'll drop the helicopter off. I don't know if they'll drop... I imagine they'll drop off the helicopter before they head west towards the Delta. And they're gonna... Did you see the pictures of the rocks right next to the rover right now?
No. Oh, you mean the panorama picture?
The rocks right next to the rover have holes in them. They're filled with holes. So, I don't know.
Perseverance.
The only rocks I know of that have holes in them like that are volcanic rocks.
Right.
So maybe they're volcanic. What if they're they're like fossilized sponges or something?
Lava じゃなくて
I don't know. I mean, they're inside the crater, right? So the rover is inside of a lake right now.
Mm-mm.
What used to be a lake.
Right.
You know, so if that's a sponge, that would be hilarious.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
I'm pretty sure it's not a sponge, but...
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
This is going to be so exciting.
So there was a volcano, and then... But the rock is inside the crater.
Yeah.
So there's like some volcanic rock and then an asteroid hit or a meteor hit and created the crater and just not, I mean, I'm not a geologist, but geologists have to be able to like think this whole thing through.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Figure out the sequence.
Right.
And then when did the river start flowing? Was the crater there first, or did the crater appear after? And then what's going on at that contact, that geological contact? But we should have a lot of really interesting stuff, like,
yeah,
soon.
So. ね、いろいろこれからどんどんアップデートされると思うと、ワクワクしかないよね。And you got married.
I got married a couple of weeks ago.
You got married. Congratulations.
Managed to pull it off. It was subject to various, you know, restrictions due to our
circumstances. The pandemic situation. Yep.
Yeah, which we can't talk about. Yeah, so I'm married now. And that's different. It doesn't feel as different...I mean, we've been together for a while, so it's not that drastic.
Yeah.
But it was pretty, it was just crazy. There's so much crazy stuff that goes on, I guess, when you try to get married. I mean, that's what people say. Just yeah? drama from like, yeah, weird things going on, things that you're trying to coordinate. She actually fell off her bicycle the day before what? Rehearsal.
What?
Broke her hand, but didn't what? Realize it was broken. So we actually oh, no. got married while her hand was broken.
Oh,
and
no.
then she went to the hospital after that because it still hurt. And then they were like, oh, we're going to have to do, is it Zenshin Masui?
What?
Total anesthesia? And like do surgery and it's going to take, you're going to be
what?
Admitted to the hospital for like 5 days or something. But then she got a second opinion. It's like, maybe you should just leave it.
Eh?
So she decided, so she decided to just leave it.
え、どこが折れたの？手の。
It's like a piece of the bone on the side of the joint.
小指?
With huh. the pinky.
Huh, okay.
Yeah.
So she's and just then, leaving it?
Yeah. Well, the doctor is like, well, we can do surgery, but it's really bimyo.
Okay.
And the doctor that said it was bimyo asked the bucho, who's also a hand surgeon, and he was like, bimyo.
Bimyo.
So.
何なんだそれは?
So, well, surgery doesn't necessarily make things better. In some yeah. cases it does, in which case you should do it, but sometimes it doesn't, so.
Okay. 大変だったね、じゃあ。
Well, that was, yeah, there were a lot of things. It's very interesting. Hmm. Ring size is too large.
What?
Slightly.
How did that happen?
I don't know. Actually, I lost a bunch of weight somehow.
Okay.
Well, my weight was the same. I guess I lost a lot of
fat.
Okay.
I
was wearing a cummerbund, which I didn't really know what a cummerbund was prior to my wedding. But it didn't fit on the day of. It was like way too big.
Huh.
But I don't know.
珍しいね。
And then there's the whole choreographing, right? Of like...
Of what?
Like weddings. They have a lot of choreography, you know? Like walking down the aisle and the veil stuff and the...
Well, you came to my wedding. I didn't have any of that. I don't know if we did rehearse.
There's a little
maybe
bit, right?
We did.
I mean, you have to make your way to the stage somehow.
Yeah, but I just walked like normal, right? I was supposed to walk really slowly, but then I felt kind of silly, yeah. So I just walked like a normal person.
Yeah.
So you did the whole like
I tried to
complicated
apply some swag to my movements. A lot of a lot of really good posture and
okay.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. I think it was lovely. It worked out.
いいね。見たかった。
Well, yeah. I need to show you some images.
I would have like cried. Like
it was very few people. Very, we had to have the, I didn't have to wear a mask during, thankfully, but.
Hmm. Oh, you mean you guys?
Yeah.
Ah, right. Ah, まあそうだよね。そうだよね。
Yeah. That would have been rough.
Yeah.
Like, that's your photo?
Yeah. そうだね。ちょっと。Pandemic みたいな感じの写真になっちゃうもんね。
Oh, we tried to live stream it, but the video was sideways. And we didn't realize.
What?
We didn't realize it was sideways.
We
didn't have enough resources to do everything.
Right. You were doing that for your family overseas?
Yeah.
Mm.
But I guess my aunt tried to tune in. She's like, what's going on? It's sideways. And she...
Oh, my God.
Didn't know what to do.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But you're married.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah. I'm part of the club. Is there a club?
Yeah. Are you guys moving? Guys, are you moving?
Yeah. should move, need to move.
We're also considering to move.
Oh, really?
Out of the central Tokyo.
There's not really any point being in central Tokyo anymore, it feels like.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
For the last year, it's sort of been a ripoff.
Yeah, I mean, thanks to Deukama, because of the pandemic situation, it feels more doable. Like, it's not like, I mean, I don't really see my friends anyway. I'm working from home, mm-hmm. you know, but still, I don't really know what to expect. I don't know. I mean, for sure, our life will change.
Wait, like,
by a lot.
Inaka? Like, straight Inaka
or fringe? Yeah. いやいや、あの、田舎って言ったら多分怒られる感じのレベルの、まあだから市だよね、市。
OK。
うん、ただ、区から出たことがないから自分が。なんかあんまり想像できないけど。
Hmm. But what are you thinking about? Like Gunma? Or...
No, 市、so it's within Tokyo.
Okay.
Yeah.I mean, we haven't fully decided yet, but we're leaning towards moving, mostly for my son's education, but, you know. So we'll see. We'll see.
A lot of people are moving right now. A lot of...
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't really looked at land prices, but around where I am, a lot of businesses have left.Like a lot. Like most. Mm. Like most stores. Maybe not most. It's like, it feels like 50% though. If I walk around here, it's just like tenanto boshu all day long.
Yeah, so マイケルのね、エリアやばそう、確かに。
It's crazy.
なんかちっちゃいお店とかね、すごい多かったから、特に洋服屋さんとかね。
I think, yeah, and their yachin had to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like super ridiculous, so.
Yeah.
Did you see what's, I guess the stock market has just gone mad. I don't know if you noticed. Like yesterday, it just sort of went off a cliff.
Yeah. I mean, Nikkei だっけ? They made an article about Elon. Like, oh, Elon lost a lot of money because Bitcoin went down. It's like, well, he hasn't sold it, so.
Yeah, so technically, that's
I don't really.
He owns
really
shares.
Get it.
Not,
but,
like, money. You know, you have to. They call it realizing your loss. So, if you don't realize your loss, you have the same shares. And, yeah, the valuation of the company changed, but. To say that you just lost money, it's, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a weird thing to say.
There's a difference in having a lot of wealth that's invested in a company, particularly the company you're running, and just, you know, being some billionaire inheritor of, I don't know, some dynasty or something.
Yeah.
So.
あと関係ないけど、今週あの爆笑問題の田中さんが復活して、you know, he had aneurysm?Something. Mm-hmm. But he's back and 超安心したじゃない、ほっとした。It sucks, like, as we get older, people that we like or people that we saw, we've been watching while growing up are getting way older.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, everyone's getting older and, you know, people are going to get, like, health issues here and there. And,
yeah.
And it's kind of like, now we have to worry about this kind of stuff. Like,
well,
it's kind of, it sucks, but.
Getting older sucks, but everyone else getting older also sucks.
I know. So, it was such a bummer, but apparently he's fine now. So, よかった.
That's good.
Yeah,
and he, yeah, he got ill earlier too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so I mean, it's been,
so.
Yeah, it's been a crazy year, I guess.
Ota-san seems healthy.
ね。
I mean, he hasn't really changed. He doesn't look older, does he?
No. No. いや、本当によかった。So, yeah. So much is going on, huh?
Yeah. Just thinking about how we're getting older.
Yeah, I guess getting married, like adulting, right? You're adulting.
Adulting. I'm trying to adult aggressively. I'm procrastinating.
Getting married, moving.
I'm desperately trying to adult.
Moving out of your half outdoor apartment.
Yeah, it'd be weird to, you know, I've only lived in Wandumu. I've only lived in Wandumu. Even my own room in my house growing up was like Wandumu. Because it was, I basically lived in the attic. It was like the third floor, but it was my room.
Right? I see.
So it felt like Wandumu.
Okay.
Probably the next place cannot be Wandumu.
まあ、そうだね。ちょっときついよね。
Yeah. And probably need an indoor toilet.
それは絶対必要だと思うけど。寒すぎるからね。
Do you think owning land makes sense right now, or buying mansions makes sense, or what makes sense? Renting an apartment.
Well, buying right now definitely doesn't make sense. Right now is not the time. I mean, I guess it depends on where, but like buying an apartment in central Tokyo right now probably doesn't make any sense because it's really expensive now. Gone up. It's been going up. Well, maybe at least around my area, it's been going up.
It's weird that it would be going up.
So like,
now, if people are leaving Tokyo though.
Well, but like the Olympics and there's like a lot of sai kai hatsu going on. And it feels like if I sold our place right now, we would have to be renting instead of buying. Do you know what I mean? So we're thinking of renting our place out and renting something else out there.
So not buying the new one?
No. Because resell できないよ.
Would you move back? Would you keep the current location?
Yeah, that's the plan. I mean, we kind of want to come back here after, I don't know, maybe like seven, 9 years. I'm not sure. We're just trying to avoid a situation where my son has to commute for a long time just to go to school. So.
I see.
Yeah. But, yeah, I've never lived out there, so.
City person.
Yeah.
I guess I'm a city person, too. I can't really say anything.
Yeah. So, but, you know, it seems nice to live near a huge park or something, and I don't know.
I think a lot of people are thinking about.
We're still debating.
A lot of people are thinking about this sort of thing right now.
Like yeah, there's a lot of, it's just like, it's kind of, our neighborhood is kind of lush, 意外と.
Lush.
We have like big parks and everything. And on top of it, we have a lot of things like aquarium, zoo, you know, museums and stuff. Like if we wake up one day and be like, okay, we want to go to a museum, it's really easy to get to. But if we move out there, it's going to be a total different story. So all kinds of like cultural stuff, like theaters, an airport is going to be way farther, which will be pretty annoying to me. So I don't know. We'll see. There are pros and cons and we're still calculating everything.
Kids' education is important, but I do wonder if education is playing sort of a less and less, smaller role over time. You know, Elon did an interview lately and they were like, well, how are your kids like being educated and how do you make sure that, you know, they're smart? And he's like, well, they seem to just be raised by the internet, Reddit. And
yeah, he said like YouTube and Reddit, but also, but at the same time, Elon's kids are going to this special fucking school that Elon made, right? So, I mean,
do they just watch YouTube and Reddit at that school?
I don't think so. So, I mean, like, when he said that, I was like, yeah, right. I mean, of course you can say that.
When is he going to franchise his school?
I know, I've been waiting. なんかテスラの従業員の子供たちとかで行ってる人いるみたいなのは何年も前に見たけど、
うん、
まあ多分それは本当に close circle 人向けみたいな。
What do the Tesla employees in Japan do with their kids?
I have no idea. Probably just go to a normal school here.
Tesla should just start opening schools for employees' kids. Maybe.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
いや、本当にね、そうだから、あの、YouTube と Reddit って言ったとき、I was like, 本当にもう、yeah, right! って思った。
I don't know. They're pretty good. The internet's great.
いや、あの、いや、わかるよ。あの、いろんな、ね、情報を得られるし、まあ、TED Talk とかさ、そういう感じで、あの、サイエンティストとかが、面白い話してるとかあるけど、いやいやいやっていう。いやいやいや、めっちゃ自分で考えた、で作った学校に行ってるじゃんっていうね。
Yeah.
So,
did you learn that much in school though?
Not
really.
I think I learned a lot in college though. I really liked my classes.
Yeah, but what about like
high school?
Elementary school and middle school and?
Well, I went to a school where academics was not that important compared to being a nice marriageable woman like Virgin Mary. So I wouldn't want to send my kid there. But yeah.
Yeah,
we'll
so
see.
I don't know.
We'll
it
see.
Seems like it's not.
It's definitely important. I mean, the environment wise. You know?
Yeah, but we're sort of reaching for these other reasons. Oh, you know, they need like social interaction and they need to learn how to, you know, be disciplined and follow instructions. And yeah, all that stuff is really important. But, you know, I wish it was more obvious that kids were learning stuff in school. It's not as obvious as it should be. Like when I ask my friends, when I think about my classmates, and how I learned what I know, that anecdote is basically a couple of classes I was interested in, and I did learn a lot of things, but a lot of them was just most people in my class were not paying any attention. And they don't remember how to do, you know.
Well, I guess no matter what you do, like, kids are kids, right? So to some extent, that's inevitable, I would assume. Like, if you're going to send your kids to school, like, if your kids are spending, what, 6-8 hours or whatever in school, they're not going to be paying attention to all the classes and memorizing everything that they heard from the teachers and be super interested in every subject. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think that's possible anyway.
Yeah.
So, like, my expectation there is not that, like, in a way, unrealistic.
Yeah, I mean, not going to school is a bad idea.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, yeah, and I think the social aspect is actually pretty important. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's kind of crazy that I have to already think about it when my son is still two.
Yeah, he like just got here.
I know, but the thing is, kindergarten starts from age 3, right? From next year for him. So then we kind of have to start planning everything. Like, is it going to be in Japanese or English? And, you know.
Is kindergarten after, what, hoikan? What do you call that? What do you call
so
daycare? What is, is that what it's
nursery?
Called? Oh, nursery?
Nursery.
And then kindergarten.
Well, kids can continue going to the nursery like the whole time before elementary
preschool
here.
After kindergarten?
Yeah, right. Well, in the States, preschool is just 1 year, right? From like five or something. Like, I don't really understand it.
They all seem like the same thing. It's just the age of the kid that's different. So I don't know why it's like, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, should our son keep going to the same school as he is going right now? Or do we switch already and just move out? I don't know. This is something that's been, you know, occupying our brains for the last week or so.
One of the biggest factors is, I think, is the, not the quality, that's a weird word. Well, the quality of the classmates, you know, is a big factor, I think. But some schools just have a less friendly culture.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but...
Yeah, so like the school that you went to originally, like, we're not going to send our son there.
Oh.
Like, if it's already famous or known for, like, bullying and stuff, like, that's definitely a no, right? So.
Yeah. Well. I'm sure most of your options are not terrible, so.
I hope so. Anyway, so, 文字起こしのテキストは、バイリンガルニュース公式アプリ、Android、Mac、iPhone、iPad 版がありますので、ぜひ試してみてください。240円で全部のテキスト読み放題、プラス英語表現解説エッセイが読み放題になります。あと、月額360円で各エピソードごとに宿題を出しています。宿題って言っても、まあ、問題を出題してる。なので、英語をどこからやろうかな、みたいな人とか、何をやればいいか分かんないなっていう人は、とりあえずその問題を解いてみるっていうのもおすすめです。bilingualnews.jp 公式サイトではストアも展開しているので、ぜひチェックしてみてください。
Yep.
スポンサーを入れずに自腹で運営しているので、そうやって皆さんから支援いただけると番組の継続につながります。Excuse me. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram やってるので、そちらもフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
おしまい。
以上です。
Bye.
Bye.